This is John Batchelor, an exchange between my two colleagues, Gordon Chang and Alan Tonneson, about the question of the tariff wars, especially the tariff wars involving what seemed to be leverage of rare earths, China making threats, now amended to be delayed a year, of cutting off the U.S. and its trading partners of rare earths necessary for the economy. Gordon looks at who started it and when did it start, and Alan Tonneson, our trade guru, responds accordingly. Much to learn about the origins of the Chinese aggression, predatory aggression when it comes to trade. Gordon Chang, Alan Tonneson, the comments about China's practices since the late 20th century, when they joined the WTO, I believe at the beginning of this century. Much more of this tonight.
You know, John, just talked about who started all of this. My sense is that, and this is a discussion that Chinese propagandists are now raising in various forums. My sense is that China for decades has been engaged in predatory and criminal trade practices, and that finally we have a president who decided to do something about it. And so my sense is that if this was not a problem that Trump created, this was a problem that China created a long time ago. What is your sense about who started what?
I could not agree more, Gordon. In fact, I think it's fair to say that once the Chinese were very foolishly admitted into the World Trade Organization back in 2000, which gave them substantial immunity from U.S. trade laws that have always been designed to protect U.S. industries from predatory foreign competition, that the Chinese launched an all-out attack on the global trade system.